is Martin Zender once again making sense for a living from my laundry room studio. If you're watching on the laundry cam, hello, hi. If you're listening in your car or while you're laboring away in the kitchen, welcome to the show. It's good to be here. I make sense for a living 5 days a week, but I also make sense the other 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. I just don't do it publicly. I make sense all the time. It's a practice of mine. It's a habit of mine. But I make sense officially here when I turn my camera and my microphone on. So, yeah, it's a lovely thing. It's a wonderful thing. And as always, I am glad to have you along on this journey. We've been studying the book of Revelation since September of 2014. Yes, I know. Can you believe it? I remember talking about this show for a long time. And many of you, like, were saying, Zender, when are you going to start the Revelation series? And then I had some setbacks, some personal setbacks back in 2012, 2013, when I was going to start this show. And I strained your patience at that time. But finally, we launched, didn't we? And once we launched, you know, forget about it. I'm going to finish it. I'm tenacious that way. Very tenacious. So comfort yourself with that fact. And also, I know I'm embarrassed to talk about the books I've been promising you. There have been some distractions there, but I'd say once I start, it's going to happen. Once I start launching it, then watch out. Things are going to come down the pike. I always do what I say I'm going to do. You just never know quite when. But I try to keep something coming, something happening all the time. I do that not only for you, I do it for myself. Because I need the fellowship just as much as you do. Sometimes it's just my own fellowship or my fellowship, the fellowship of my thoughts. I think about God, not consciously, but it's right under the surface of my world all the time. It's a subconscious God consciousness, and you all have it. It's not my exclusive property. It's a gift that we realize that we're just passing through this world. We're not truly citizens of this world. We're citizens of the celestial realm. Our realm is inherent in the celestials, Paul says in Philippians. So we constantly have this awareness that other people just don't have. That's what makes us different than other people. I was talking about that yesterday. We do have a light inside of us. We do have an extra dose of the Spirit of God. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm happy. And you should never apologize for that, for saying that you have more than other people, because what you have that you have not been given. 2 Corinthians 4:17? 5:17? I don't know. What do you have that you haven't been given? You have nothing that you have not been given by God. It takes the Spirit of God to breathe, to live, to get out of bed in the morning. Like that roach leg I was talking about the other day, the Spirit of God animated it long after the roach itself had passed away, to use a euphemism there for death. And it takes extra spirit, though, to comprehend the things of God, these facts, these truths that we're discussing. It takes an extra dose of spirit. These things are spiritually examined, Paul says. Paul says that we're examining things spiritually, that is, by the Spirit of God that animates us and makes us go, oh, I understand now. I had a guy in Washington State. No, he's in Oregon. Just write me and said, two of his family members have come to the truth by, just so happens, yeah. Well, it doesn't just so happen. My book, The First Idiot in Heaven, passed this out to two of his family members, and they got it. That takes the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God causes people to say, oh, I see it now. That's the Spirit of God. It's as simple as that. Don't look for the manifestations that the world would have you look for. The sensationalism, the jumping up and down and screaming. No, revelation is spiritual. Oh, I get it now. That's it. That's the Spirit of God operating in someone. Oh, it is by grace. Oh my gosh, there's no difference between me and anyone else. Jesus Christ did this for me by his death, for my sin. and his resurrection from the dead. Bang, that's it. That's spiritual revelation. Now, back to this, what I talked about yesterday, the kingdom. People think it's going to be an inward thing and not an outward politics. I taught on this a long time ago, and so there are new people coming to the show. Those of you who say, Martin, you've mentioned this before, that's okay. Bear with me, because it bears repeating. If I repeat it, it's important. It's a theme, and it's a truth, and it's foundational, and I'm going to repeat it, because through repetition comes knowing it. And so you'll never forget it. And the more I say it, it enables you to pass it on to someone else. There's a passage in Luke 17:20 that says, the kingdom is not coming by observation. That's what it says in the King James Version. And because of this one verse, people will throw out the entire book of the unveiling of Jesus Christ. They'll throw away the book of Revelation because of that verse. Because it's a mistranslation in the King James Version and other versions of Scripture. If you read it as it stands, mistranslated in the authorized, quote-unquote, King James Version, you would obviously think, though, the kingdom is not coming with observation. Therefore, you will not see this kingdom. Therefore, it can't be a literal kingdom with a literal capital and literal kings. No, that's all foolishness, because it's not coming with observation. But the people who just take this verse at face value do just that. They take it at face value. They don't look behind it, because that's not what the verse says. The word observation is the word blepo, B-L-E-P-O. That's the Greek word. The scriptures were written in Greek. The New Testament scriptures were written in Greek. And in Luke 17:20, the Greek word is blepo. No, it's not. That's the thing. It's not blepo. Blepo was translated observation by the King James people many, many times. I don't have that figure in front of me right now because it doesn't matter. But if you look up the word observation in the King James in a concordance, either a Young's Analytical Concordance or a Strong's Concordance, you will find that the King James translators of 1611 translated blepo observations many times, which was correct many times. But there's a different Greek word in Luke 17:20. It's not the word for observation. Well, just the fact that it's a different Greek word than blepo tells you it must mean something different than observation. But what do the King James translators do? They look at paratheresis in Luke 17:20 and they translate it observation. Why is that a crime? Because they've already translated another Greek word, blepo, observation. God does not repeat himself. He has blepo for observation. I feel a sneeze coming on. Thank you for indulging me. He translated, God has a word for observation, blepo. It fits perfectly in all of the places where it's used. But here's a different Greek word, paratheresis. It can't mean observation, because the Greek language is extremely fine. It's very detailed. It has a different word for a different thought. Different word for a different thought. That's how God writes. So this can't mean observation. This is the same crime that the King James people use when they translate Hades into hell. They translate Gehenna, hell, and they translate Tartarus, hell. Three different Greek words with distinct meanings. To translate all three different words with one English word is a translating crime. There are over 20,000 of these translating crimes in the King James Version. If you're a King James only person, you're screwed. You've screwed yourself out of truth. Even the King James translators themselves said in the introduction to the 1611 version, which has been lost except in certain scholarly works, which brings it back, they said that better translations will come. They realized their work was not inspired. They realized that other better translations would come. Here's a question I pose to you. How would a better translation come? Thought the King James was authorized. The king decreed that a version should be made that did not depart from the standard issue beliefs of the Church of England. Well, perhaps by consistent translating, perhaps, better versions would come by the intelligence of people who realized that if God says blepo in one place and he says paratheresis in another place, that must mean two different things because it's two different words. An 8-year-old figures that out, right? But not the eminent scholars of 1611. That seems to mean, no, this is how they did it. Hey, we've got blepo here. We've translated blepo many times into observation. Well, we've got a different word here. Look, Luke 16:11. It's not blepo, it's paratheresis. What? I wonder what that means. Well, I don't know. They talk like the Fab Four. Well, maybe it means, let's just put observation. But we already use that word for blepo. I'll use it again. It's a nice word, observation. Besides, I don't think the kingdom comes with observation. I think I'm going to put my personal interpretation in here. Oh, but it's not a translation anymore then, is it, mate? It's an interpretation. Ah, yeah, well, you might be right about that. It's not an observation, it's an interpretation. But, if we make blepo the same as paratheresis, we might as well make interpretations, observations, or interpretations, translations, and so on and so forth. And so, they called it a day, and they translated Luke 17:20 by observation. Screwing you out of truth. Not you. Because you're going to be in the know here in 30 seconds when I tell you that this word should be translated scrutiny. That's right. In Luke 17:20, the kingdom does not come with scrutiny. This is a different thought. It's a different word. It's a different meaning. Because the Pharisees were arguing about when does the kingdom come? When does the kingdom come? What are the signs of the end times? And Jesus said, hey, dum-dums, the kingdom does not come with scrutiny. It comes with great signs, with great wonders, with lightning, with thunder, with all these judgments and trials we're looking into. Because, see, the Pharisees wanted to be the ones who knew, the only ones. They wanted to be part of an exclusive group that knew the kingdom when it came, and they wanted to know the secret so that they could recognize it before the hoi polloi, before the rabble, before the common man and woman discovered it. Jesus blew that out of the water by saying, forget about it. The kingdom's not coming with scrutiny. In other words, scrutiny is going to be useless when the kingdom is going to come with such gigantic signs, lightning, thunder, bowls, seals, blood, the darkening of the sun, the darkening of the moon, earthquake, that your scrutiny is a joke. It's going to be a joke because the whole world's going to know that the kingdom is coming. That was the point. The kingdom's not coming with scrutiny. It certainly is coming with observation. It's coming with such gigantic observation that scrutiny is going to be useless. You're not going to need to get out your special Walmart reading glasses to see the kingdom because it's not coming with scrutiny. That's what paratheresis means, scrutiny. It's the only time this word appears. The King James guys just got lazy. We got a little bit lazy that. Yeah, we got to admit that. We had to go home. You know, our wives had dinner ready. We had to get on. It's a different word. That's make observation, just like blepo. What the hell? Nobody will ever know. Nobody will ever know because, they never realized that somebody would invent a concordance. Ouch, that will leave a mark. If you, those guys never even could imagine that somebody would invent a concordance. That'd be their worst nightmare. Somebody would develop a system, by the way, by which they could be checked up on. When you get your statement from the bank, do you take it at face value? Or do you analyze things? Wait a minute, did they get this right? Did they get this right? When the ATM dispenses your cash, do you just put it in your pocket or do you count it? 20, 40, 60, 80, 1. Okay. You check on them. King James guys thought that would never happen. And nobody will ever know. Who cares? You know, just let's go. Never realizing that someday there would be a tool, reference tool, where somebody could say, look at this. Look at this. They translated blepo observation, but they also translated paratheresis observation. Those bloody bastards. How could they have done it? All right, I have not forgotten the sin and evil thing. I told you yesterday and possibly the day before, that I was going to tell you how that these kings giving their kingdom to the wild beast was a sin, but that God was causing it to happen, and the temptation would be to think that God is a sinner. No, God is not a sinner. God never makes a mistake. I will explain to you how God can do this without sinning. That's right. You're never going to find this information anywhere else on the internet or the intranet or any other kind of net. You just won't. You're getting it here from a laundry room on a laundry camp. So stay tuned tomorrow. Unless I get sidetracked, that'll never happen, right? I'm going to tell you the difference between sin and evil and possibly other things that I will think of tomorrow.